Today's Amud is Yevamos Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, 13 lines from the bottom, by the words Chutz Min HaAlmana. So the Mishnah had mentioned a machloikes about a woman who was previously married. The Tanakhama says a woman who's previously married, so she is never allowed to get remarried until she waits 3 months, the din of Havchana. And we said in the Mishnah that even when the concern of Havchana doesn't apply, let's say in her first marriage she only did Erisin, or let's say in the second marriage she's only looking to do Erisin for the time being, still the Tanakhama holds that the halacha is that she always has to wait 3 months. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda was chaylik, Rabbi Yehuda said that no, it's a practical thing, it's a practical gezerah, and the chashash only applies to a situation where the woman had been in a marriage where she had done nisuin, and now she's looking to do nisuin again, so then she has to wait 3 months. But if she was previously only in arusa, or if now she's only looking to do erusin, so then she only has to wait 3 months. And the way the Mishnah then brought the sheet of Rabbi Yaisi implied that Rabbi Yaisi agrees to everything Rabbi Yehuda just said, which means any woman's allowed to do Erisin by her second marriage, even though she was previously married, even if she did Nisuin. She's allowed to have do Erisin now with her second husband, even without waiting 3 months, because she's just doing Erisin, so there's no Cheshash of Avchana. And Rabbi Yaisi just said that the exception is an Almana. In Almana, she's not allowed to do Erisin now with her second husband she doesn't have to wait 3 months, but without waiting 30 days. Why 30 days? Because she's in Avelus over her first husband. Rabbi Yaisi said, don't forget Hilchos Yerideya, don't forget Hilchos Avelus. She's in Avelus, so therefore, since she's in Avelus, she can't get remarried until she finishes the Shleishim. She can't get remarried until she waits 30 days. That was the sheet of Rabbi Yaisi. Now ask the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista asked on the sheet of Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi had said, Chutz min ha'almana, that there's an iser for an almana to perform erusin, so she's going to have to wait 30 days before she does erusin. Ask Rav Chista, that l'chayra, we have a kav l'chaymer. We find that there's times during the year where there's an iser to do laundry. We'll see it's referring to the Shvua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out during. If Tisha B'Av, let's say, is on a Tuesday, so starting that Matzei Shabbos is the Shvua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, and during that week, during the days leading up to Tisha B'Av, that week leading up to Tisha B'Av, so there's an Isser to do laundry, and yet still Mutter Li'aris, during that week, during the Shvua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, it's Mutter to perform Erisin. Rashi brings, it's really a Gemara and a Mebeis, because there's no Simcha by Erisin, or at least it's not a Mestamed their Simcha, but it's not enough Simcha that it's Aser during the Shvua Shechal by Tisha B'Av. It's interesting, it sounds like it's less simcha than doing the laundry. But, that's the halacha though. You see that even during those days where there's an iser to do the laundry, still it's mutter li'aris, it's mutter to do erisin. So, makum shemutter lechabes, if by an almana where it's mutter for her to do the laundry during that shleishim, so ain't din shemutter li'aris, so if she's allowed to do the laundry, surely she should be able to perform erisin. Why does Rabbi Yaisi say that she has to wait 30 days? During the shleishim, there's no iser of kibbutz, there's no iser of doing laundry, and yet by Shavuot Shechalbay we find that even though there is an iser to do laundry, it's mutter to do erusin. So if for this almana it's going to be mutter to do laundry, then surely it should be mutter to do erusin, meaning you see from the Shavuot Shechalbay that which one is more kal, which one's more lenient, laundry or doing erusin. You see, doing erusin is more lenient. So if by an almana, she doesn't even have an iser to do laundry. She's even allowed to do laundry during the shleishim. So then surely it should be mutter for her to do erusin. How could Rabbi Yaisi in the Mishnah say that it's aser for the almana to do erusin, that she has to wait 30 days? Since when is there an iser of erusin? What are these days referring to? We already explained. It's talking about the Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, but that's what the Gemara now is going to explain. So Maihi, what are these days where it's also to do kibbutz and it's mutter to do erusin? Dinam, we learned in the Mishnah, Maseches Tainis. It says, Shavuot Shechal Tisha B'Av B'Seicha, the Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, the Shavuot, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out during that week. So it's also L'Saber, L'Chabes, a person's not allowed to get a haircut, he's not allowed to do the laundry, U'B'Chamishi Mutter, make Fayda Shabbos. However, on that Thursday, if it's a Thursday, so then it's mutter to do laundry so that he should have fresh clothing for Shabbos. Now, Vitanya, now we learned in the Braisa that Kaidam Hazman Azeh, which the Gemara now is reading to mean, that before this time, meaning before Tisha B'Av, meaning during the Shavua Shechalboi, so that's the way the Gemara is understanding this Braisa now, that we're discussing the Shavua Shechalboi, which are the days leading up to Tisha B'Av. So during that time period, Ha'am Mematin Be'eskeyem. So people have to limit their dealings, which means Milisu Militin, they have to limit the amount of business transactions that they make, Milivnais Vilentaya, from building and from planting, meaning for recreational purposes, when a person is just doing it for pleasure. So a person has to be Mema'i. Yet still, says the Braisa, that during these days, during the Shavuot Shechalboi, Uma'arsin, a person is allowed to get engaged, even though he's not allowed to do kibbutz, he's not allowed to be Mesaper, he can't get a haircut, he can't do the laundry. He is Ma'arsin. He is allowed to get engaged. He's allowed to do the Kedushin. He's allowed to do Eversin. Avalai Kainsin. He's just not allowed to do Nesuin. Ve'ein Aysin Sudas Eversin. And even though he's allowed to do Eversin, he can't make a party. He can't make a Sudas Eversin. He could just do the actual Kedushin, the actual Eversin. But what do you see? You see that even during this time period where Kibbutz is Aser, Eversin is Mutter. So that's Rav Chista's Kash and Rabbi Yaisi. How could Rabbi Yaisi say that during the entire Shalashim, it's Aser for the Amanda to do Eresin? If it's mutter for her to do laundry, so then surely it should be mutter for her to do Eresin. So says the Gemara, the Kitanya hi kaidem de kaidem.
You
misunderstood. It's not true. It's not true that during the Shavua Shechalboi that a woman is allowed to do Eresin. When the Braisa said that kaidem azman azeh, a woman's allowed to do Eresin, a person's allowed to do Eresin, it's not referring to the Shavua Shechalboi. It's referring to kaidem de kaidem. It's referring to the before, meaning it's before the Shavua Shechalboi. It's before the Shavua Shechalboi. It's before Shavua Shechalboi. That's when the Braisa is saying that a woman is allowed to do Eresin. Let's say during the 9 days from Rosh Chodesh, which is before the Shavua Shechalboi, that's when the Braisa is saying that it's mutter for her to do Eresin. And during that time, it's also going to be mutter for her to do the laundry. The laundry is only asar during the Shavua Shechalboi. And during the Shavua Shechalboi, it could be in a Hanami. It's also going to be asar to do Eresin. During that Zman, where it's asar to do laundry, it's also going to be asar to do Eresin. When the Braisa said it's mutter to do Eresin, that's referring to the 9 days. That's referring to the couple days before the Shavua Shechalboi. And Mamela, there's no Kavachimer from laundry to Eresin. You don't find that there's a time period where it's asar to do laundry, and yet it's mutter to do Eresin. Well, says the Gemara, that might be true, but we could just revise the Kavachimer a drop and ask the same Kasha. We could just revise it a bit, and says the Gemara that Amar Rava, Ukaidim the Kaidim Nami Kavachimer, that we can make the same Kavachimer now about the 9 days, about the Kaidim the Kaidim, that Kavachimer, Umabim Makam Sha'asar Lisa Velitain, during that time period, whatever you want to say it's referring to, the 9 days, or 3 weeks, whatever you're going to tell me that time period is talking about, the Braisa is clearly contrasting the Isser of business to the Heter of doing Eresin. And it says that during that time period, a person has to be Mamayit in his business transactions, and yet it's Mutter to do Eresin. So what do you see from there? You have a Kavachimer. During that time period, whatever you're going to tell me it is, it's a time period where a person has to be Mamayit in his business, and yet still Mutter Liaris, and yet still the Braisa is clear that it's Mutter to do Eresin, which means that you see that Eresin is more kal, is more lenient than business. So when it comes to an almana, when it comes to the shleishim, malkam shemutter lisa velitain, even business is mutter during the shleishim. We don't find that there's an iser to do business during the shleishim. So ein aiden shemutter liaris. So then surely it should be mutter to do Eresin. So ein achanami, you want to tell me there's no kavuchaymer from the din of kibbutz? Fine. But lamaisa, you have a kavuchaymer from the din of business of masu matan. That if you see that for sure Eresin is more kal than masu matan, and if by an almana masu matan is mutter, so then surely Eresin should be mutter. How could Rabbi Yaisi say in our Mishnah that an almana has to wait 30 days because of Hilchas Avelus, that she has an iser to do Eresin? Why does she have an iser to do Eresin? If she's allowed to do business, so then surely it should be mutter for her to do Eresin. So the Gemara is going to attempt to answer this question, give a few attempts, and then ultimately we'll get to the Teretz at the end of the Gemara, Mem Gimel Mebeis. So says the Gemara, attempt number one. Says the Gemara that ain't a chanami. Says the Gemara, you're right. And lo yitema de Rabbi Yossi aymer kol anashim yisarsu. It can't be that when Rabbi Yossi said in their Mishnah that all women could do erusin except for an almana. That can't be what he meant, because of course an almana could also do erusin. There's no halacha that an almana has to wait 30 days. She doesn't have to wait 30 days. There's no din of avelus by the shleishim that she can't do erusin. So it must be that when Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah kol hanashim yisarsu chutz min ahalmana, that any woman who was previously married can do erusin now with a new husband except for an almana, that can't be the words that he actually said. Ela'ema kol hanashim yinasu. What Rabbi Yossi was saying is that there's no din of havchana seemingly. What he was saying is that any woman who was previously married, she could even go ahead and do nisuin with the second husband. She does not need to wait 3 months. The only exception is an almana. She has to wait 30 days. She can't do nisuin. That, there's a din of avelus during the shleishim that she can't do nisuin. There's no din that she can't do erusin, but there is a din that she's not allowed to do nisuin. That's what Rabbi Yossi was coming to say. That even though all other women are allowed to get remarried without waiting any sort of amount of time, they could get remarried right away, they could even do nisuin, and almana has to wait 30 days. So ask the Gemara the obvious question, that v'lesa l'Rabbi Yossi l'havchin? Does Rabbi Yossi not hold of the din avchana? So says the Gemara, teretz number one, less like, yes, 100%, he does not hold of the din of avchana, which is a big chiddush. It was a very practical chashash. It made a lot of sense, but that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yossi wasn't concerned about it. Or you could say that la'ilam islay, he does care about avchana, he does have a concern for avchana, but when he said that kol anashim yinasu, when he said that all women are allowed to perform nisuin, he didn't mean all women. What the aim of Rabbi Yossi Aimer kol arusa is grusha is yinasu. He was speaking specifically about a woman who, during her previous marriage, all she had done was erusin. So there's no chashash that she's pregnant. She didn't have a heter to be together with her first husband. All she did was erusin. And then she got divorced. So now Rabbi Yossi is saying that now she's allowed to do nisuin. The exception is an almana from erusin. So then she's not allowed to do nisuin because she has to wait 30 days. She's still not going to have to wait 3 months because all she had done before in her previous marriage was erusin. So she doesn't have to wait 3 months, but she does have to wait 30 days out the din of hilchas avelus. Out avelus, she's not allowed to do nisuin now. So all other arusa is meaning an arusa who's only a grush, who's a grusha, she's allowed to do nisuin right away. She doesn't have to wait 3 months because there's no chashash that she's pregnant. And arusa, that's an almana, so she has to wait 30 days out the din of avelus. We'll ask the Gemara, yihachi hainu Rabbi Yehuda. So then l'chayra, this is going to match up. This is going to be the same exact shita as Rabbi Yehuda. And what way does Rabbi Yossi differ than the shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, there's a very big difference. Ike binayu nisu le'aris. Rabbi Yehuda was very clear that anyone could do erusin. Rabbi Yehuda was very clear that even if a woman was previously married with nisuin, she's allowed to do erusin right now. Rabbi Yehuda savar nisua mutaris li'aris, whereas Rabbi Yossi savar nisua asur li'aris. Rabbi Yossi says that there's a loy plug. Any woman who was previously married, so now there's a chashash that she's pregnant, so she's not even allowed to do erusin. Even though technically by erusin there's no chashash, she's not allowed to engage, no pun intended, she's not allowed to engage in any sort of form of marriage once her previous marriage was a nisuadika marriage. She has a chashash that she's pregnant, so she's not allowed to engage in any sort of marriage type thing, eris and nisuin, with a second husband until she waits 3 months. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that no, if she did nisuin and now all she wants to do is erusin, so we're not going to have a concern for avchana, and memela there's no gezeira. That's the machlekes, that's the difference between the shita of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. However, ask the Gemara, that the savor Rabbi Yossi nisua asur liaris, is that really true? That's really true that Rabbi Yossi holds that a nisua she's not allowed to do erusin. There's like a light plug that just because she was a nisua, so now she's not allowed to do erusin. But Tani, but we learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Yossi Omer kol hanashim yisarsu chutz min ha'almana b'mnei ha'ivo. It says all women they're allowed to do erusin, meaning even if she had done nisuin, kol hanashim yisarsu, they're allowed to do erusin chutz min ha'almana b'mnei ha'ivo, with the exception being an almana because she has a din of avelos. V'kama ibul shala, and how long is her din of avelos? It's shloishim yom. It's 30 days. She's still, even she's not going to have to wait 3 months, but she'll have to wait 30 days. V'kulan layinasu, and nobody is allowed to do nisuin ad shiulahen shloisha chadashim until they wait 3 months because of the din of avchana. So you see that Rabbi Yosi's also matter erisin for with the second husband. How could you say that that's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi? So says the Gemara, wait a second. Hi, my Kusha. What exactly, which words in the Braisa are bothering you? Ilema de Katani Rabbi Yosi Aimer Kol Anashim Yisarsu. It's because the words on the Braisa are that Rabbi Yosi says any woman could do Erisin. So you're saying that, oh, so you see that Rabbi Yosi also holds that all women are allowed to do Erisin with the second husband. That's also the Lashon of our Mishnah. Mi Alima Mimasnisin? Is that any better than our Mishnah? And what did we say about our Mishnah? That even though the words are Kol Anashim Yisarsu, do Kimna Ba'aru. We said that that's not really what Rabbi Yosi meant. He was really referring to a lady who was previously in Arusa, and then she got divorced, so now she's allowed to do Nisuin. It was Kol Anashim Yinasu, meaning Kol Arusa is Grushais Yinasu. So Achanami, Kol Arusa is Grushais Yinasu. That's what Rabbi Yosi is saying. So you don't see from anywhere in this Braisa that Rabbi Yosi holds that women are allowed to do Erisin with the second husband. So says the Gemara, you do. Elami Seifa. You see if in the safe of the Braisa, Dikatani, because the Lashon of the Braisa is that Vakula no Yinasu, and nobody's allowed to do Nisuin, Ach Yulahen Shleisha Chadashim, until they wait 3 months. Now make the Diak, that in Suvehu Dolai, Ha Itaruse Shaper Dami. You see from the Braisa, that the only Isser is to do Nisuin. That's when they have to wait 3 months, but if they wanted to do Erisin, so then they do not have to wait 3 months. So again, so the Kasha is that how could you say that the difference in Afkamina between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda is whether or not the Nisua is allowed to do Erisin, everyone seems to agree that a Nesua is allowed to do Erisin, even Rabbi Yosi. Seems clear like that from the Braisa. So Amar Rava Taretz Ve'imahachi. So rather, you'll have to say like this. This is what Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah meant to say. That Rabbi Yosi Aimer, Kol Arusa is Grusha is Yinasu, that all Arusais who are divorced can now go ahead and do Nisuin. Chutz Mina Ha'amana Mebnei Ha'ibo, except for an Almana because she has to, this is what the Braisa means to say, except for an Almana because she has the din that she has to wait 30 days, she has Ibo. V'kama Ibo Shalah Shalishim Yoim, V'nisua and a woman who previously had done nisuin, so not that she can't do nisuin until she waits 3 months. What the Braisa meant to say is that she can't even do erisin until she waits 3 months. So that's how Rava will fix up the Braisa. That's how Rava's being mitarets the Braisa. He's fixing up the Braisa to make it that Rabbi Yosi holds that nisua is not allowed to do erisin, even though that's not the way you would have read our Mishnah. That's the way the Gemara is saying that that's really what Rabbi Yosi Shita is, and that's the difference between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yosi holds that a Nesua is not allowed to do Erisin. Now just to refresh ourselves, so all of this was to answer Rav Chista's Kasha. Rav Chista asked the Kasha on Rabbi Yosi, the Lashon of Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah. The Lashon of Rabbi Yosi is that Kol Anashim Yisarsu Chutz Min Ha'aman V'Bnei Ha'ibo. That any woman who is previously married, she's allowed to enter into a second marriage by doing Erisin, except for an Almana. The Almana is not allowed to, she has to wait 30 days, Al Sadin of Avelus. And the Kasha was, the Maskana, the Kasha was, is that since when does an Almana have an Isser to do Erisin? Why does she have an Isser of Avelus to do Erisin during the Shleishim? If she's allowed to do business, so then surely it should be mutter for her to do Erisin. So the Gemara says that Ein Chanami, you're right, we have to switch up the Mishnah. Now what the Mishnah is not talking about a lady who wants to go now and do Erisin, rather what Rabbi Yosi is discussing is a lady who wants to do Nisuin now. That Kol Anashim Yinasu, a woman's allowed to go ahead and do Nisuin except for an Amana. That much an Amana has a din of Avelus, that she's not allowed to do Nisuin during her Shleishim. During her Shleishim, she's not allowed to perform Nisuin. Now the Gemara clarified, what was her status in her previous marriage? In her first marriage, was she in Arusa or she was in Nisua? If she was in Nisua, so then how could Rabbi Yosi say that Kol Anashim Yinasu, that except for an Amana, meaning let's say a Grusha, that a Grusha, even though her previous marriage was Nisuin, that she's allowed to do Nisuin again? What about Avchana? So the Gemara's first tarets was that Eina Chanami, Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold of Avchana. or the Gemara's second Teretz is that we're speaking specifically about a case where in her previous marriage she was only Narusa. A lady who was previously only a Narusa, and then she gets divorced, so now she's allowed to do Nisuin without waiting 3 months. An Almana who was previously Narusa, and now she wants to go ahead and do Nisuin, so she's going to have to wait 30 days because of her Din of Avelus. Ask the Gemara now on that second Teretz. Ask the Gemara that we're discussing an Almana from Erisin. If so, ask the Gemara, Va'amana mina Erisin, mi Isla Ibo? If we're discussing a lady who her previous marriage was just Erisin, which is why there's no problems of Avchana over here, because all she did before was Erisin, and now she wants to do Nisuin. And Rabbi Yaisi says that Be'etzim there's no Din of Avchana. She doesn't have to wait 3 months, but she has to wait 30 days because of the Din of Avelus. Ask the Gemara, Va'amana mina Erisin, mi Isla Ibo? Does she have a velus? And if her previous marriage was Erisin, does she really sit Shiva? Does she really sit Shleishim? Does she really have a din of a velus? V'atani Rabbi Chiya Barami, that Ishtei Arusa, if you have a woman who's an Arusa, so she did only Kedushin, she only did Erisin, but they never did Nisuin. So the halacha is Loi Ainain. If one of them dies, so the other one does not become an Ainain. V'loi Mitamela, if he's a Kayed, if the husband's a Kayed, and she dies, so he does not become Tamei Meis for her, even though he is Tamei Meis for his wife, but this is not his full wife. She also does not become an oinenes, and she does not become tame for him. And mesa eina yarsha, if she dies, he does not get to inherit her estate. And mesu gaivek suvasai, that one of the nafkaminas that we do consider it a marriage is that if he dies, so then already at that point where ksuva was already written, so she already has rights. She does collect her ksuva. With regards to that, it is considered a marriage. But with regards to einen and Nenes, with regards to Ilchus Avelus, you see that it's not considered a marriage. So how could Rabbi Yossi say, how could the Gemara entertain the possibility that we're talking about an Almana Mina Erisin, and that's why there's no problems of Havchana, because we're talking about an Almana from Erisin, and on that Rabbi Yossi would say that even though she doesn't have to wait 3 months to do Nisuin, but she does have to wait 30 days because of Avelus, why is there Avelus? If she's an Almana from Erisin, there's no Avelus. So Ella says the Gemara new Teretz. Ella new Teretz to Flistus Kasha. Again, Rabbi Yaisi said, the lashon of our Mishnah is that kol hanashim yisarsu. Any woman is allowed to do erisin except for an almana. An almana is not allowed to do erisin for 30 days. Why? Hilchos avelus. We asked if it's mutter for her to do business. So why, if it's mutter for her to do business during this time period, let's say during the 9 days, the kaidem, during the 9 days, it's mutter for her to do, and during the 9 days, we said it's also for a person to do business, and it's mutter for erisin. So when Almana, who during the Shleishim, it's mutter for her to do business, then surely it should be mutter for her to do Erisin. That was the kasha. How could Rabbi Yaisi say it's aser for her to do Erisin? So Ella says the Gemara that Tanaihi. It's a machlekas Tanaim. You're assuming that there's an iser during the 9 days. You see that there's an iser to do business, and yet it's mutter to do Erisin. So if that's true, then ain't a chanam, you have a good kavachaymer. If that would be true, then ain't a chanam, you have a good kavachaymer. That if it's true that when there's an iser to do erisin, that when there's an iser to do business, it's mutter to do erisin, so then you see that erisin is more kal. And if so, by an almana who it's mutter for to do business, surely it should be mutter for to do erisin. But Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. He does not hold that there's such a thing, that there's such a time period where it's usher to do business and yet mutter to do erisin. And we brought a braisa that says like that, but it's a tanaihi. It's a machlekas tanaim. The tanya we learned in the braisa that merash chedesh v'ana tainis, that from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainus, until Tisha B'Av, so ha'am imatim miskeyan. So people have to be mamayit, they have to limit their dealings, milisa militim, livnes v'lintoya, u'mili ares u'milisan. They also have to stop doing erisin and nisuin. So this Tana holds that during that time period where it's usher to do business, ain't a chanami. It's also going to be usher to do erisin. Meaning you don't see that erisin is more kal. During that time period, it's taka usher to do erisin. And then the braisa just continues that Shabbos shechal tishabah b'seicha, when you have the shvur shechal day, so then there's more isurim. It's usher l'saper l'chabes. It's going to be usher to get a haircut and to do the laundry. V'yesh aymrim kol chaydash usher, that those things are usher the entire month. But al kapan Rishonim, you see that when that during this time, during the 9 days, where it's aser for a person to do business, ain't a chanami. It's also aser to do erusin. So you don't see that erusin is more kal, that it's more lenient. Maybe erusin's more chamer, and maybe that's why by an almana during the shleishim, even though it's mutter for her to do business, it's going to be aser for her to do erusin. And Rabbi Yaisi Shita makes a lot of sense. So therefore, there's no kash in Rabbi Yaisi. There's no kal v'chamer against the Shita of Rabbi Yaisi. However, Masna for Ravashi has the kasha, who says you're reading this Braisa correctly? The Braisa, you're right. The Braisa says that she's allowed to do Erisin. Who says Erisin? Who says that Mimai de Liaris Mamish? You're teaching up Liaris to mean that she's allowed to do Erisin. Maybe who says that, that she's not allowed to. You're saying that when it says that when the Braisa says she's not allowed to do Erisin, she has to be Mamai Liaris, that she's not allowed to be Ma'aris, that it means that she's not even allowed to get engaged. Who says Dilma Lemevat Sudas Erisin Hudasar? Maybe what the Braisa is coming to Asr is making a Sudas Erisin, which everybody agrees to. Even the previous Braisa that we had in Amud Aleph, which said that it's mutter to do Erisin, that Braisa said that it's still Asr to make a party. It's also to make a Sudas Erisin. And maybe this Braisa as well. When it says it's also to do Erisin, it's not referring to Erisin Mamish. It's referring to the party. It's referring to the Sudas Erisin. Holy Ari Shaper Dami. But really, maybe it's Mutter to do Erisin. So you have no Raya that there's such a Shita out there who holds that it's Usr to do Erisin during the 9 days. You have a Braisa that says it's Usr Liaris, but maybe that Braisa is referring to a Sudas Erisin. So says the Gemara, no, I'll prove it to you that it's not referring to a Sudas Erisin, because the Hachi, if so, if Liaris means Sudas Erisin, so then we have to keep things parallel. And when the Bryce's next word is also that it's Usr, that she has to withhold from Milisa, from doing the suing, you'll have to tell me that they're also Linasinami Lamevet Sudas Nesuin Hudasr. That's referring to making a Sudas Nesuin, the wedding Suda, Halisa Shapirdami, but that it's Mutter to do Nesuin, and that's definitely not true. That's definitely not true. But you have to keep a parallel. So if you're going to tell me that Erisin refers to the Suda, then the Suin refers to the Suin, and then you're going to be telling me that it's Mutter to do the Suin. So obviously the Braisa is not talking about the Suda, it's talking about the Nesuin itself, and Huadin, it's talking about the Erisin itself. To which the Gemara says back, no, it's not Muchach. Because Hachi Hashto, Bishlam and Nesuin Beloi Suda Ika Simcha. When it comes to the word Lisa, when it comes to the, when the Braisa says that they have to, that they're not allowed to do Nesuin, so that I could touch up as referring to Nesuin Mamish, even without a Suda, because we know the Metzias, that there's Simcha by Nesuin, even without a party. After having the actual Chuppah, that's something that's a big Simcha, and that's something that deserves to be Asur during the 9 days. Ela Erisin, Beloi Suda, Mika Simcha, but Erisin, there's no reason to read it as referring to the Erisin Mamish, because we know the Metzias is that there isn't that much Simcha. At the party, in a Chanami, then there's a lot the Simcha. So at the party in a Chanami, that it would make sense to read the Braisa as discussing the party. So it's true that it's going to come out that Erisin is referring to the Suda and the Suin is referring to the actual Nesuin, but there's a logic in reading the Braisa like that, because we know the Metzias, and therefore, maybe that's all the Braisa means to say. So you have no Raya that it's really a Machlekes Tanayim, and that there's actually a Shita out there who holds that it's Asr to do Erisin during the 9 days. All we're left with is the Braisa that we had in Amud Aleph, which is clear that even though there's an Isr to do business during the 9 days, or at least that the person has to be Memayit in business during the 9 days, still it's Mutter to do Erisin. So you see that Erisin is more Kal, and we're back to our Kasha. If Erisin is more Kal than business, and by an Al, so then, if so, then by an Almana, during the Shleishim, where it's Mutter for her to do business, so then surely it should be mutter for her to do Erisin. And how could Rabbi Yossi say Kol Anashim Yisarsu Chutzman Ahamana, because she has a din of Avelus? Since when does Avelus hold her back from performing Erisin? So Ela Amar Ravashi says a final teretz that Shani Avelus Chadasha Me Avelus Yishana, that there's a difference between Avelus Chadasha and Avelus Yishana. A new Avelus, referring to like an Almana who she just lost her previous husband, that's a fresh Avelus. And in Avelus Yishana, like by the 3 weeks, by the 9 days, where a person is mourning over something that happened a long time ago, the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And also, Vashani Avelus the Rabbim, Avelus the Yachid. There's a big difference between an Avelus the Rabbim on Klal Yisrael over the Chorban, that's more Kal than an Avelus the Yachid then an avelus of an individual, like by an almana. By an almana, since she's just an individual, so it's going to be more chamer, and for her, erusin is going to be aser. So even though it's true, we found that erusin is mutter by an avelus ishana, it's mutter by an avelus derabin, by the 9 days, still it's going to be aser by an almana, which is an avelus chadashin, it's avelus liyachid, still it's going to be aser, and therefore there's no kasha, you can't ask from the din of Bina Mitzarim, from the din of the 9 days, to the din of the Amanah.